Susan, first, I want to know your overall impressions from Michigan's election results yesterday.
Well, were it not for Gary Peters, I'm not sure that Democrats would be able to console themselves at all. They really dominated at just about every level, building their majorities in the state House and Senate, which, you know, should help Governor Snyder with his second term. So, you know, it was a much better night for the Republicans than I think even they expected.
Ken, your impressions?
I agree with Susan. I think the it's a stunning result, really, for Republicans in a positive sense and Democrats in a negative sense. And I don't think there's anybody, and as Susan indicated, even Republicans who anticipated that they would actually gain another seat in the state Senate after holding such an overwhelming majority there for the last 4 years and gain four seats in the House. It was a stunningly good result for Republicans and a stunningly bad result for the Democrats.
So what do the results of this election tell us, if anything, about the political climate in Michigan right now, Susan?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that so many of the races in Michigan, the contested races, were still pretty close, as opposed to in 2010 when so many of them were just out-and-out blowouts. But the end result, you know, you still had a wave election. You still had everything fall the Republicans' way. And that's what counts.
So does this come down to an issue of voter turnout?
It does. The Democrats completely failed. Not only did they overhype and overblow their results, but, I mean, it looks like it was poorer for them than it was in 2010.
You know, Ken, looking at the results of the Peters and Land race, a defeat there for the Republicans, was this just a matter of Republicans not having the right candidate for that race?
Republicans had a very lackluster candidate for the U.S. Senate who ran a terrible campaign. And I think Gary Peters is now Senator-elect Gary Peters is a credible candidate and ran a credible campaign. But you know, his margin of victory was really a function of the pathetic Republican performance. But going back to your question about the political climate, my big takeaway from this is that Republicans pursued a very, very aggressive agenda in 2011. Democrats campaigned against it in 2012 and again this year with Snyder on the ballot. And yet Republicans they did more than survive. They prevailed and were successful. And I think the takeaway is you can successfully defend an aggressive agenda even though it's got some opportunity for the other side to attack you on it. And that's got to be one of the big takeaways here.
So, Susan, why do you think Democrats weren't able to get their voters out? Were people just not excited about Mark Schauer as a candidate? Or, I mean, what's at play there?
Well, we followed the exact same trend of just about every other state where Democratic voters just did not turn out. And I think that the party now has to come to the conclusion that they can get their voters out for presidential elections. That's not a problem. Their demographics with young people and minorities, you know, really lend itself to that. But they do not seem to be capable of doing that for the midterms, and that can be devastating for them. You know, I'm sure that Governor Snyder is extremely happy that he was not up in 12 and probably that he's not up in 16 to have to contend with a far more Democratic electorate. But I think the only hope for Democrats in midterm elections, they're going to have to go after those independents and undecideds because their base doesn't care.
Well, now that the election is over and we're moving into the lame duck session, Ken, what will you be watching for from the legislature?
Including lame duck and then into next year, my question is how aggressive are they going to be in crafting an agenda? As I mentioned, I think one of the big takeaways from this election is that you can successfully defend a controversial yet strong agenda, which they did. And my question is, will they continue that? For example, transportation funding, whether it's lame duck or next year, that's a tough issue for them. But I think this election shows that they can take on these tough issues and prevail.
And it's a little tougher now that we've had the Michigan Chamber of Commerce come out and say either the legislature handles this or we're going to push the agenda for you. Susan, what will you be watching for?
I would expect that the Republicans will move forward very quickly on the move to change how electoral college votes are awarded. So they are by congressional district instead of winner take all, you know, which will certainly help Republicans in 2016. I think they will move very quickly to axe the prevailing wage as kind of the final death blow to unions. And I would expect them to move forward with the Educational Achievement Authority, trying to expand that as well.
Do either of you expect any movement on the addition of LGBT protections to the Elliott Larson Act that came up prior to the election, and there was some indication that we might see some movement on it in lame duck? Do you think that's still on the table, Ken?
It's a tough issue for Republicans because they're internally divided. I don't anticipate anything in lame duck, but that issue does not disappear, doesn't go away, and they have the majority. They're going to have to grapple with it come January.
Susan, I'll give you the last word.
If they are going to do anything, it would have to be in lame duck when people are not paying as much attention and hopefully their base is not. But come January, you have a pretty strong Tea Party contingent, you know, with folks like Gary Glenn of the American Family Association. And it would be very difficult for them to move forward in the next session.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, 2 more years till the presidential election. We'll have a lot to talk about until then. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.